I think we've killed three birds with one stone, that the party is anachronistic. People say that, including the former president, who was lamenting the fact that the mayor was wasting his time with us. I was pleading through his chiefs that he's join his party. Now, that thing is gone. The fact that, as a country, we have not also ever elected a Muslim to be our presidential candidates. It opens up possibilities. Because, you see, because it's another thing that is very good on the part of not only the MPP, but even us as a country. Because, as you do know, the Constitution provides that there should not be any discrimination in electing people into public office. Mm. And the discrimination strands, they mention region, that we should seek regional balance, we should seek gender balance, even ethnic balance, religious balance, right? In the directive principles of state policy. Mm. All these things are mentioned. But let's not overly dwell on that, because Bawumia has not been elected because he's an ordinary. He's not been elected because he's a Muslim. He's been elected because at this time, in the nation's development, some of us believe that the critical thing to look at is who has the knowledge, who has the competence, who has the vision, who has the experience to help us reposition the economy, who is strong in financial management. And some of us felt that in the field, those of them contesting, it wasn't as if none of them qualified to be the leader. But in terms of who had greater competence to handle the economy, we felt that it was Bawumia. And that is why the overwhelming majority elected him to be the candidate.
And you were first to put your head on the chopping block to say the party's